Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you so much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade, county mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections? You're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote.
Very likely to vote.
Thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, non-party affiliation, or no register in a party?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, whites, Hispanic, or other? Thank you so much. And just for demographic purposes, what is your age?
Very old. What are your categories?
Well, we have 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65.
Over 65.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
The right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Could be inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and underdevelopment, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding and sea level rise and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance cost, or any other?
Housing and insurance, insurance cost.
Thank you so much. Also, it is a nonpartisan election. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You definitely vote for a Democratic candidate, or you definitely vote for a Republican candidate?
Probably a Democratic, judging by who's running.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Let's just start with Richard Prochnick. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Never heard of that name.
Thank you. What about Raquel Regalado?
Favorable.
And would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very.
Thank you. What about Cindy Lerner?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short questions on August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Otaola, Daniela Levin Cava, or Manny Cid?
Daniela Levin Cava.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, for whom would you vote? Richard Prochnick, Raquel Regalado, or Cindy Lerner?
Raquel Regalado.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in the county government?
I don't think we've indicated there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when I said insurance, but she's part of the solutions.
Oh, understand. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote in this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and improvements in environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes or would you vote no for this proposal?
I would vote no.
Would you say definitely no or probably no?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado, and after hearing it, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her. Let's start with the first statement. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. This statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her.
What was sort of that? I would say it wouldn't matter to me.
No difference. Okay. It's
no
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. The next one says, Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. This statement makes you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference.
No difference.
Okay. The next one says, as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. This makes you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Next one. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed income, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. With this statement, makes you much more, somewhat less, much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. As a mother of 2 children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people for all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, creating an autism decal safety with police and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. This makes you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, go ahead.
This is going on much longer. I had only a few minutes. And I really don't have time to finish this.
Understand. We're almost there, so thank you so much for your time and patience. We do appreciate if we can conclude the survey and to get your complete opinion.
Just a minute. Were you Bob? Were you calling
can...
me? No, I can't finish this. I'm sorry. I've had another call that I needed to take.
Is there any way that I can call you back later?
Go ahead. Call back later.
Okay. And
yes.
What would
okay.
be the best time to call you back? I'm sorry.
8 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thank you.